Hey now, welcome back to Almost Ablaze, the podcast where we discuss music, life, and our experience here at UConn. There's been a couple house shows this past weekend, and there's one coming up this weekend that might be the last funk house show.
True, but before we get into that, we got to introduce our guest
today.
Oh,
right.
We got Evan joining us. Thank you very much for coming. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, great to have you.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm excited to be here. First time on Talk Task Force.
Yeah, man.
I am... Hopefully, it's the start of many more experiences here.
Yeah, so. Man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and it's great to have you tonight.
Welcome to the Studio B where the action happens.
You know it, man. So let's get right into it.
Let's talk some house shows.
We went to one on Thursday.
We did, and admittedly, my mind was elsewhere because I had myself a job interview the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of kept my head down, made sure I didn't get punched in the face. And,
same here.
And ran out of there afterwards.
I will say this. I am very glad that I had earplugs that night because that place was small.
That place was a prison cell. It was awful in there. Yeah. I mean, the ceiling, I don't know who hosted it, but the ceiling to the basement probably. Here, I'm going to stand up real quick for a description.
Because he didn't have much headroom.
I mean, the ceiling was probably that high.
Wow.
So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Tight squeeze.
It wasn't as brutally hot as I expected. Down there.
That's true. I think because they had the AC crank down there and they had like a water system.
So it was at least kind of cool, and we did get to hear Zach Kopez sing.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
That was funny.
Lovely talk director before myself.
And
what is he now? Program director?
And your roommate.
Yeah, and my I forgot about that. I do live with him. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was fun. So it was a good set by Dashcam. Speaking of which, the EP is out. It was pretty good.
Brag. I am on the cover.
Okay, Mr. Fancy.
I know.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Hey, let's look at this. Let's look at this.
Does that make you one of those niche UConn micro celebrities now?
I think it does. I don't know.
I would say so.
Here, this is my this is the album cover. This is an MRI I got. A few weeks ago.
Okay, well, bonus points for creativity for the cover art.
My idea. Well, admittedly,
whose idea was that?
I have no idea. I gave Zach, who's the bassist in the band, my roommate, my MRI results, which came in a CD, and I kind of was like, oh, do you want this? Because I have no need for it anymore. Mm. And then it turned into that at some point, so I was like, you know what, maybe I won't sue, even though it probably violates my HIPAA back or whatever, but
something
exactly.
You can't tell that it's your hand.
I don't care.
I think it's
my little flex.
I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I think it's very funny. And now the EP release show
this Saturday
at Funk House, which might be the last one.
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah. I was unsure which direction to take that, but yeah.
That's very weird to think about.
It is very weird to think about. I mean, the shows have definitely come a long way, and they're fun.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's time for a summer vacation when it comes to these shows.
Though. I agree.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
I think some time off is going to do
everyone some
good.
The mosh pits have been getting ridiculous lately. A lot of pent-up anger being released.
I think
and
so,
I don't
too.
Know why.
Finals.
I think people are just ready to be out of here. Honestly,
yeah,
they're done with it.
Yeah, finals. That's how it always is at the end of the semester. It's like the weather gets nice and everyone's outside.
Oh yeah,
but you just want to like just go home, have a summer vacation.
Oh yeah, I feel it. Literally, like last Friday when it was like 90 degrees, so unproductive. But it was fun.
It was nice to be outside all day. I will say last week.
Yeah.
And then today I walked out in like shorts and a short sleeve shirt, thinking it was gonna be warm. And the wind hit, and I was like, man.
The one time that you don't wear jeans and a flannel.
I know, yeah, literally. And so.
Are you a big jeans and flannel guy?
That's like 90% of my wardrobe.
Same here.
Easy to put on.
I think we all have that one staple.
Oh, absolutely.
So you would say that's your staple? The jeans
staple,
and the flannel?
That is a good question. I would say my staple is probably jeans before flannels
because
I wear more jeans than I do flannels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I'm a jeans guy for sure.
Jeans guy,
jorts too.
Yeah, jorts.
Rock the jorts.
It is jorts season now. I rock the jorts as well, and it's freaking awesome.
Yeah, big denim guys over here. So,
Absolutely.
I can tell. Yeah, I'm in sweatpants. You two are in jeans. Yeah,
man.
I own what's it, I think I own one pair of sweatpants. I need to step up my sweatpant game.
Yeah.
There are just those days where you don't feel like you're just super lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is better than a pair of sweatpants you can just slip on and you're like, this is comfort.
That's what flannels are to me. Yeah. Like, I'll find a flannel on my floor, throw it on, run to class, come back, go to bed.
Got to do a flannel and sweatpants. Mm. Now that is a very comfortable combo.
Yes, it is.
I'll probably be wearing flannels until like the summertime, even during the summer.
Oh, man.
Hey, it's like in the 30s outside in the morning still. Like you may as well.
Yeah. It's still
go for it,
season.
Man. Yeah. Well, I remember the first time I wore a flannel and jorts.
Mm.
That was a very funny combo, which I still do sometimes. But it works. It works shockingly well.
I mean, I've worn a flannel and like jorts to Ted's before. And I think I can.
That's a very Ted's outfit. Yeah. There's no other way I can put that. Did you end up going last Friday?
Yeah, I did end up going on Friday after my interview. It was fun. I mean, it's Ted's.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing every time.
What was the interview for?
The interview for? It's for a job I got, so I don't know if I'm allowed to say it on air.
Okay.
But
it's for
we'll edit this out.
It was for a temporary paralegal position in the Rockville Courthouse. So I'm a government man now. Okay.
Hell yeah.
You can't hear what he's saying, but it's classified information.
Oh yeah, we can't put this out there to the public.
I just don't know if I'm technically allowed to say
it. Will's dealing with the aliens at Area 51, guys.
Yeah. I got a job for the mob.
Yeah. Will joined the military-industrial complex on Friday.
I don't know if I can say this, but...
Yo.
Zach and joined the military.
A certain position, which I will not say on air.
That's such a Zach.
Or not on air.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's fun.
You know, Evan, I graduate in a...
That's crazy.
What now?
Couple weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks. Damn. Are you a junior?
I'm a junior. Yes. Okay.
Nice.
Yes. So one more year for me.
Nice, cool. Nice.
And fun fact, I applied for talk director.
I know, I did.
Yeah.
I did hear that.
And I have an interview, so we'll see.
Let's go.
See how that goes. So
I will say,
best of luck, brother.
On record, I have no involvement in that hiring process.
Yes, yes.
So,
nice. Yes.
It's a fun job. It's a very, very fun job.
I'm excited. This is already you know.
Oh, yeah. No.
No, his job is this.
The vibes have been set. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No,
I've told Dan. I mean, Dan's not applying to work. He wants to do daily campus.
Hey, I was going to apply, but then I realized, like, if I want to stay on path to get editor-in-chief by I have to apply for 3 jobs.
You started your freshman year, so you're already ahead of the game.
Yeah.
But I've worked a couple jobs. I've worked one other job on campus. This is a very good place to work.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely better than your other job.
Yeah, I used to work at the writing. I mean, I've talked about it on the show before. Mm-hmm. I used to work at the Writing Center.
That must have been. You probably have some stories.
It does.
Yeah.
I was working there and here at the start of the start of last semester, and now I'm just working here. So,
a good job. You're having fun. So
definitely, yeah.
Really getting paid to just talk about whatever and anything here.
Shows,
yeah.
I mean, I do have office hours.
So yeah.
Whatever, office hours.
Whatever that entails, air quotes and all.
Exactly.
Oh, you said you had some gambling stories?
I did. I gambled for the first time in my life this weekend.
Wow.
Let's get into that.
Was this Mohegan? Was this someplace else?
It was. It was, what do they have on the, on the ads for all the NBA games. FanDuel.
It was FanDuel.
Oh, no.
Oh, sports betting. That's a dangerous road.
Well, I don't even have the app on my phone anymore. I did it once and deleted it. But
did you lose money or did you win money?
I lost $10 in total, so it wasn't terrible. But listen to my sob story real quick.
Okay. Yeah, so I would love to hear your sob story.
One of my roommates, Sam, me and him are like the two biggest NBA fans in my apartment. And so we were watching the games, and he's like, oh, I put $10 on like this bet. And I think the game, it was the Suns versus, who are they playing?
Clippers.
Suns, Clippers. And he was like, oh, like, and if the bet goes through, I put in $10, I'm going to win like 100. And I was like, wait, like, that sounds pretty good. So I wanted in on the action. And so somehow there's some sort of scheme where if you sign up, you get $150 worth of credit.
Yeah.
And then if you use someone's invite code, you get an extra $50 worth of credit.
So 200.
Wow. So yeah. Mm-hmm. So I bet $200 worth of credit. So it wasn't my own money. On like some sort of like parlay where it was like if Kevin Durant scored more than 30 points, Devin Booker scored 25 or more. Who else?
Oh.
Kawhi scored 25 or more.
Yeah. He put up like 30 or something.
I think that was it. And if all that happened, I would have won 680 bucks.
Oh my
wow.
God.
And I was, the whole night, I was like I'm going to get a PS5. Like, I'm going to get some vinyls.
Right,
like,
right.
And I'm set. Like, this is going to be easy.
And this was the first game?
This was the first. Wait.
Because if it was the second one.
It was the first game.
Because if it was the second one, you would have won, I think.
Yep. I know. But I got everything right, or everything happened,
yeah,
except for Kevin Durant, who scored 27 points. So I was 3 points away from winning $680.
Booker put up 30 in the first game?
It was only 25 for him, 25. And he got it at like the last second, too.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And so I was not very happy. So,
ugh.
Yeah. So that was my first and last experience with sports gambling. So.
Well, for now.
Yes, emphasis
true
on for now.
True. Who knows?
I mean, you do win a lot of money doing it.
True.
So maybe I'll give it a second try.
I remember there was one thing I saw was one guy, he made like at least $10,000 when Purdue lost in the first round to FDU.
Do you know how much you put down for?
It might have been like 500. I gotta see. Hold up. I gotta find this. Yeah. But I remember seeing this on Twitter. I'm like, holy shit, Purdue bet. This is a good question, and I can't spell today. Purdue.
This is riveting.
I was gonna say my guess is riveting. Probably didn't put a lot of money. My guess is.
Oh yeah, I think here's what it was: down. A better place $33,000 wager on Fairleigh Dickinson to beat Purdue. It netted $495,000.
Oh my god!
Is that how? So he won.
He won.
$495,000.
You won $495,000.
That's a pretty good business. I might have to start gambling.
Oh my god!
But here's the thing: a 16 seed knocking out a 1 seed has only ever happened once before.
I was gonna
prior
say,
to that.
Well,
so
I wonder what the odds for that were. That must have been like
one
stupidly
in, one
low.
In like
it must have been so
hundreds
low.
Thousands no. even. Like,
yeah,
it's, like it's not.
Yeah, it's
not
very low.
Odds are not in your favor.
I will say the scariest part about like sports gambling is that I was like more absorbed in that game than I was in like the Super Bowl, or, like the national championship,
oh my god,
because I had money on it. I didn't like.
That's,
I had never put
that's
that together because I had never
that's
put
how they
money
get
on
people,
a game
man.
Before.
Not even that. Like for me, just basketball was more interesting to watch than football.
Oh, 100%.
Because
it's much more fast paced.
Okay, in football they pass and then they run it and then they pass it and then it's like it's just like the same thing over and over again and then guys getting tackled. Okay, whatnot. Mm-hmm. But then with basketball, it's just so much more dynamic. And you know, if my friends listen to this, they're going to be like, Evan, you have no idea what you're talking about. Shut up. Because they're bigger sports nerds than I am, but like. I still enjoy watching, and I'm getting more into it. You know?
I was going to say, I grew up playing basketball in like elementary school and middle school, and then I played a shit ton of NBA 2K as a kid. So that basketball has always been my sport of choice
when it comes to watching them.
Were you here? I mean, I'm assuming you were. Where were you when we won this national championship? Were you in
Gamble?
Yeah,
let's hear about this.
I was in Gamble.
Same.
And people started storming the court like
A
couple minutes before the game was over because we were up by like 15 and it was like, okay, like we
know
we're gonna win.
2 minutes left, people started going down there.
Yeah,
I was down by like the last minute or so.
Again, for legal reasons, because they're cracking down on people, I did not contribute.
Yes.
I did not contribute in any sort of illegal activity.
Just to get that out there.
Just to, again, kind of like what you said before. The most I did was lightly tap a little sign on the way out.
Just
a little love tap. But afterwards, the scenes were just...
It was a scene. I think one of the funniest things, I saw people like carrying signs from inside Gamble, like, it'd be like section, like section 203, like people ripped,
they like
people, Gamble. People ripped those signs down. I saw the people carrying those. I'm like, how'd you walk out with that is what I want to know.
I feel like there were literally, thousands and thousands of people.
Oh yeah.
Things are going to slip between the cracks. Security isn't going to be able to catch like everything.
No way.
Yeah.
But I feel like to say, oh, I went to college as an undergrad, mm-hmm. and my team during my 4 years won the Natty. Like, not many people can say that.
It's such a flex. So it's a pretty cool feeling. We are like very good flex.
I heard five, two people got arrested like this week.
Yeah,
it's like the video evidence came back. Like, that would be awful. It's like you get arrested. Like you thought you got away with it.
Yeah,
like, you probably have like signs and shit in your room.
It's funny. I saw the article about they put their mugshots in and everything.
Are you serious? I didn't know they had like. Wait.
Yeah, they
what
put
is
the,
this article.
They put their they put their mugshots in. I think it was the guys who like smashed like one of the light poles through the van. You guys remember that
what
video?
What would one look up to find that article?
Probably just UConn.
Like, UConn riots, and I think
riots.
UConn
yeah.
riots. Hold on, I gotta find it because the top result doesn't have it, but. Let me see
here.
Here
it is right here.
I think I saw the one with the mugshots on Reddit.
I think we're up to what is it 15 or 17 people?
17
yeah, people.
It was 12 like the day after.
Yeah. And then it was
15 and then it's two more now, so 17 people.
Yeah.
There was some guy who got arrested who was 30 years old. I was like, "Dude, what are you doing?" Like,
all right, I got the one with the mugshots here.
There were people from like Eastern and Central here. I'm like, "Wow, y'all really chose to I'm from Connecticut. I have the support."
There's the guys.
Okay, the guy on the left is Henry's roommate.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Which I think is just stupid.
Oh my god, no way.
Oh my god. They like
so there we go. We know
I'm not gonna dox where Henry lives, but did they just come to his dorm room and like arrest him or did they like
I
wonder if he turned himself in. Or?
He was briefly talking to me about it, and I think he was just like, you know, I didn't know that this. I'm just finding out about this now. But like, they were supposedly saying that they're like, there's like an ongoing investigation on him. Yeah. Like a few days ago, he was talking to me about it. It was just like he was so disappointed with him. Like, bro, why would you do something this stupid?
Yeah.
But
no,
I mean,
because I went to Ted's for the championship, and of course, you know. Mm-hmm. 30 seconds left, we all run up to the middle of campus, and I saw like the poles going down, and I saw like one go down, and I was like, oh, that's cool, we knocked a pole down without realizing that what was about to ensue.
There is a lot
one
more.
One went over my head, and that was the one that got thrown right into the union door, and after that, I was like, I'm not going to jail for this.
This is stupid.
No,
here's what I will say. I still think the van getting flipped over was funny.
I think that's honestly the craziest thing that happened. Yeah. Like, fires, I expected the fires to be set. Poles, I expected to be knocked down, but like, flipping an actual vehicle over, like 10 people pushing that thing over, is just like, crazy.
It was so funny, because I remember when it happened, because I was kind of in... I saw it happen. I did not help tip it over, but I saw it happen, and I remember before it, people started chanting, "Flip that van! Flip that van!" Crowd gathers, boom, and I'm like, all right, we have turned into Philly now.
I think maybe not the craziest, but the coolest thing I saw was at one point I went back up, because I live in Hilltop. I'll dox myself. Okay.
I won't say which building. We've established that on the show, I think, with all your apartments,
obviously, Hilltop, right? I'm in Hilltop next year. So.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Which I won't make you say what building on the show. But
A good choice. Solid selection.
Okay. Heck yeah,
put it
bro.
That way. Yeah.
But
not in the back.
good.
That's I also don't. I live towards the front.
So okay. Just, okay. Good.
True. You have like one of the best spots. Honestly,
I live on the one. I'm not gonna dox myself, but I went back up to like the Worth area to regroup with some of my roommates just because we lost each other in the chaos, and then we walked back down like through that sidewalk on Garrigus, and on top of like the old rec center, you could just see the silhouettes of people running on top of it.
Oh my
god! It was like,
god.
Damn, it's like
oh yeah,
like
I remember
the purge
you telling
out here.
Me that.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I think one of the stupidest things, like not even like, you know, like destruction wise, was when these two guys jumped in the chem building lake. And apparently one of those guys lives, you know, in like the same dorm that my friend that I'm rooming with next year does. Mm. And apparently the guy was taking a shower and he was like, it won't come off. Like, I guess
probably so many chemicals in that.
Oh
lake,
my
especially
God.
The chem
there's, there,
oh my
there, God. Are a lo- there is yeah. so much in there. Like,
actually, I forgot the Ted story. I forgot to share
what's
from
up?
Friday. Guess who was there? Donovan Clingan.
Mr. Clingan. Mr. Man from Bristol.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I didn't realize he was 21.
Luff said, no, he's Kling Kong, man. That man can get it. That man can get it anywhere.
I'm sure they let him in for free.
Only 21-year-olds are that tall. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not that tall if you're underage.
True that. True that.
Very true. So. But Andre Jackson was there, and so was Paige.
Andre
and,
Jackson was there?
Yeah.
Did you see the news about Andre Jackson?
He's declaring for the draft, but still keeping his eligibility.
Yeah, he's like scoping it out to see. I think he has.
I think he's going to kill the combine and get drafted probably.
You think so?
I think he will.
I think he's going to go. Yeah.
It's sad because he's such an incredible athlete.
I know.
Our best assister.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't light it up on the stat board, but just watching him and the energy he has out there, it's just incredible.
He's one of those underrated players. Like, you look at this as, 6 points, 8 points. Like, you know, it's nothing like impressive, but like, he just.
He's the leader.
His
on the
defensive
course,
presence and his hustle is just unrivaled.
I'm trying to think of an NBA.
And he has the most epic dunks of anybody on the team. His dunks are just insane.
I think he was the most athletic player in college basketball last season.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
trying
agree.
To think of an NBA player to compare him to.
Ooh. Mm. That is a good question.
I was thinking Ben Simmons prior to
compare him to
whatever
Ben.
Happened.
Speaking of Ben Simmons, this is an inside joke with my roommates. Obviously, my two roommates are very, like, NBA basketball, like they follow, it's like one of their favorite sports, and they're, you know, much more knowledgeable than me. And so one of them was in the bathroom, and the other one was playing 2K, and you know, he was like, yo, Evan, you should tell Adam when he gets back, like that you think that Ben Simmons is the best 3-point shooter in the NBA. And so I said that, and like with a dead serious face, I'm like, so like Adam, like Ben Simmons. Second only to Steph Curry in terms of like like 3-pointers, you know? And he's like, I can't tell if you're joking or being serious. And I'm like, I'm dead ass, like for real. And then now it's just like an inside joke.
Nice.
That Ben Simmons is
Ben Simmons. 3-point
shooter. Ben Simmons slander in my apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weren't we talking about Ben Simmons on here last
I feel like
week?
We had like a Ben. We've probably had more than one.
There,
Ben
there's
Simmons
been multiple Ben
here.
Simmons. I yeah. think.
Just rename the podcast.
Oh yeah, no, the NBA player that I think we've talked about more than any others is Ja Morant.
Yeah, 100% Ja Morant.
Which
he's ruled out for tonight.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
That makes me mad because my roommate Sam is such a big LeBron fan.
I know.
And I had the Grizzlies going to the finals against the Celtics.
Listen, they still could. The Lakers could still totally make a mess of it.
Who knows?
They looked strong last
they
game.
Did.
I watched some of that game.
I watched it too. Yeah. Like, I watched like some of the.
And it's like I thought LeBron would carry that team, but they have some role players.
They do.
They. Too.
I think they're peaking at the right time. So I think they could certainly. Make things very, very interesting in the Western Conference right now.
Did either of you guys watch the Clippers? I mean, the one I bet money on. Did you guys end up watching that game?
I did not.
I watched a little bit of it.
Because I usually don't watch playoff games. I just look at the stats afterwards. But because I had money on it.
I would watch more of Suns Clippers. But, you know, that shit starts at 10:30. I'm not staying up. I already fucked my sleep schedule up enough Monday when I stayed up for Mets Dodgers MLB. So, that was on the West Coast.
I'm going to tell you guys Russell Westbrook's shooting percentage from that game, if I can find it. He plays for
it was probably...
Was it better than usual?
Yeah, was
like,
it below average or worse than average?
Was it like...
What end of the spectrum
Was it like Westbrook of old? Or
you'll see. Wait,
where,
I got to
Where
I
are we
try
going
and find
with this? Because there's
I need
been,
you guys' like,
I've been
raw reaction. I don't want to give you any...
oh, no.
Let's see. Where do I find box scores online?
I guess if you just look up
ESPN?
Well, if you have the ESPN app, you should be able to go and revisit previous games.
ESPN, you know, they have all the box scores and stuff,
ESPN,
which is what I usually go to.
Suns, Clippers.
I don't know.
All right, I'll give you guys a hint. It was really bad.
Okay.
It was, like, shockingly bad.
Wait, is this like, 3-point or just normal?
This is, like, all, like field percentage.
Like, regular bad or current Ben Simmons bad?
Or current Ben Simmons bad?
Worse than Ben Simmons?
Was he shooting, like, 8% or something like that?
Worse than James Harden in game 2 against the Nets because he was pretty trash there.
This was... I'm so mad I can't find the number right now, but it was like the worst performance I'd ever seen while watching a game live.
Hold on a minute.
Because it was, here we go, box score.
Suns
Kevin, what's his name? Westbrook. Okay, he shot 3 for 19. He had 9 points. That's
oh my
so
God.
3 for 19. Let's do some
that
math.
Is that's basically what Harden had against the Nets.
He shot 16%.
Like, hold on, I gotta find Nets Sixers game too because Harden had a very similar terrible stat line there that was just like what the fuck. Hang on, let me see. Very similar.
Nets didn't win game two, did they?
No, but it was closer than game one. Well, they had like a 10-point lead at some point during the second quarter. And, you know, them being the Brooklyn Nets, they botched it. It was like, I can confidently say, as a New Yorker, the Brooklyn Nets are the worst run organization.
In like sports.
Maybe in all of sports right now.
At least you're a New Yorker. If you weren't, people would.
Yeah. I'm a Knicks fan. So, like, I mean, like, I'll root for it. It's so funny because, like, you know, I hate all the Philly sports teams, but, like, I'm rooting for the Sixers. Like, they're the one Philly team that I don't mind.
My roommate was born in Philly. Ooh. So he is a diehard, you know, any Philadelphia team.
Just
so obviously rooting for the Eagles in the Super Bowl. It was obviously disappointing that they lost.
Here we go.
And then the Sixers obviously now.
Harden was 3 for 13. Okay. Which is about 23%, which is
that's
a little bit better.
A little bit, but that's still pretty fucking bad. Pretty
so to jump
bad.
Ship here, we didn't even talk about this. You had what? A performance this weekend.
I did have a gig this weekend. I played at Funkhouse Jazz Night. My band Roman Concrete, I'm the drummer there. It was our first gig out. I think it went pretty well overall. We had a fun time. You
how
know?
Was the turnout for like your guys' set?
Turnout was pretty good.
It looked busy for like the second half.
Yeah,
of the show.
It did look busy because like at first you know people were trickling slowly. I'm like, fuck, this night's gonna be a bust. But then, like, I was up in the green room for a while, which was just Faisal's room. Then apparently the cops showed up. I'm still not exactly sure what happened.
Interesting. I feel like that happens a lot now.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, we were up there, and then, like, Grace and Dylan came up and stuff, and some other people. They're like, yeah, something's going on with the cops. We're like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, I don't want this to get shut down before you know before we even start playing.
The show on Thursday ended up getting shut down too.
That's
like
what
right
I heard.
After we left, yeah.
Good thing we left then.
I know, yeah.
but yeah. So we went down the basement, packed crowd. And it was just it was a really fun time. It was very cool,
that's
you know,
good.
Getting
what's
to be
the,
behind the drums there.
I gotta ask, what's the difference between being in the crowd versus being in front of the crowd, as someone who has no musical talent, I'm
having
curious,
more
you know?
Having more room down there is the greatest thing on earth.
You are packed like sardines normally.
I think I was sweating more than usual in that basement, though. Just you know, being back on drums and going nuts down
there. Kind of cramped in the corner there on drums too.
Yeah, but
else.
Again, you know, everyone, you know, the rest of the band up front was kind of cramped too. So like. But yeah, no, I finished the set. And it was only 5 tunes, but like, you know, our last tune was Paranoid Android by Radiohead. I just blanked on the name of Radiohead for a minute. And after that, I'm just like, oh my God, I want to pass out. I am like, so, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was very fun.
Playing any other shows this semester? Is it kind of just like
probably not this semester. I mean, we'll see what happens. You know, next semester we'll
kind of like transitioning into like songwriting and stuff. Maybe
we'll see what happens. Yeah. We did do one of Lena's originals that she's done with Adelaide before. Okay. I still remember this. This was really funny. I think it was like my first rehearsal with them. And she was like, yeah, so I got this original. So she was running through it, and then she's playing. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know this one. I've heard you play before. She's like, bruh. So, and then when we played a full band, she's like, damn, you had that good. I'm like I said, heard it. Once is all I needed to hear it.
That feels like forever ago, like those first few shows.
Dude,
now that I'm reminiscing the end of
the year. That first November Funkhouse show, I still stand by that as my favorite night of this year, my favorite night of college so far. Because
it was new, it still stood for something.
Hey, no, Funkhouse has been great.
Oh, no,
It's so funny, too, because, like, you know, before spring break, like, I guess that, like, 2 months of, like, spring semester, from like January to March, I hadn't been to Funkhouse at all. And now I think I've been like 3 times in like four, hell yeah, 5 weeks, however long this is.
Lovely House Faisal has.
Oh, yeah, yeah, very, yeah, lovely, yeah, house. I got to, you know, hang out in the upstairs part of it for once as one of the musicians.
That's the cool, I like that little, like, side room with, like, the kitchen and, like, the bedroom and stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool setup. It's a very cool setup there, so... One last night there, so one last chance to break some ceiling tiles.
I'm just gonna go, be like Mario, you know,
just like no, we're bringing this thing down. It's like the Grateful Dead saying in Samson and Delilah. If I had my way, I would tear this old building down.
That should be our goal: is to have the funk house just burn to the ground.
All right, I'll bring my lighters. Oh, I got you, bro. I'm on. Speaking of lighters, I have a very funny story. Mm. When I went to CVS to buy lighters for an unspecified purpose.
Okay, okay.
You say that with 420 being tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, this was like 2 weeks ago. This wasn't a 420 purchase.
Never hurts to be ready well in advance.
Oh, yeah. Well, I am.
You were lighting some candles outside.
Yeah, exactly. I was, you know, I was lighting some candles in case I was having anybody over. So I got I got carded for that because apparently you have to be 18 to buy lighters. Right. And I didn't realize
you look really
that.
Young for your age. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you very much. So yeah, that was very funny.
You have to be 18 or 21.
I guess it's 18 because I was able to get them. You know, I'm 19, so it worked.
Yeah.
They probably have the card for everything. I remember once I had like a cold last year, so I got some cough medicine.
Oh,
really?
You got to be 18 for that. Interesting. Yeah, that's so
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Probably after the fucking NyQuil chicken.
I was
going to
say,
remember that?
NyQuil and like, yeah, what was it? The Benadryl stuff too.
Oh, my God. God. I saw
so terrible.
Not Benadryl.
Just drink beer, kids.
Yeah, just drink beer.
It's safer.
Buy some PBRs and you're set.
Yeah.
we are not encouraging underage
drinking.
No,
we are not.
Yeah,
we're not promoting that.
But we're also not encouraging like Benadryl.
Yeah, no, we don't control Benadryl.
Use any substance responsibly.
Yes. Just say no.
Yes. Yeah, just say no. You're not going to say no. Consume in moderation.
Yeah. There we go. That'll...
It's like in life, everything in moderation.
Exactly.
What else can we talk about?
That is a very...
We've got like sports and like music out of the way.
Sports
and
music.
Like,
sports and music.
I guess
very
just
good.
Life now. Life is the only
life is
major thing.
I'm moving back home in a few weeks. I get to live with my parents again. Mm. Yes.
Bro, I'm going to be home for the summer, and this is going to be so weird because we're 4 months of summer. Which is stupidly long.
Oh, yeah. No, it's so much longer in college.
I know.
Are you a freshman? Crazy.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So yeah, this is your
summer
first
break.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. It should be good, though. I got my job lined up, my band back home. We got a couple of gigs booked. We're working on some other stuff.
That's good.
Yeah, and of course, seeing some Dead & Co. shows hitting the road. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I will let you know, it flies by just as fast as summer in high school.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Because you're like, oh my God, 3.5, 4 months to like do nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would always do nothing for like the whole month of May.
Yeah.
And then I'd wake up one day and be like, oh, it's June. It's summer. Like, time to start going to work. And like,
That's going to kind of be like me this year because my job doesn't start like full time until the last week of June.
Yeah.
And stuff. So,
what's it called? As far as I'm concerned, I'm on my summer vacation now. I mean, I start, I think, May 22nd. I become a real adult.
Yeah.
So, May 22nd.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
So,
crazy. Yeah,
we're all fake adults. Everyone in college is like wannabe adults.
I was going to say.
Once you graduate, you're a real adult.
I'll be an
adult
when I'm like
30.
When I have kids.
I know.
I'll wait till then. But.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Very weird to think about.
Were you here for because we had Cooper, our friend Cooper, on here. If you're a junior, did you have online classes at all?
My freshman year,
of college,
2 years ago was entirely online, and that sucked because you know, as I feel like freshman year, as I'm sure you can probably attest to is crucial in terms of adapting to your, you know, your new environment and all
I would agree.
Expectations that are required of you. So I'd say that it was definitely rough. And then obviously also my senior year of high school was cut short too. We didn't have prom. Sucks. We didn't have graduation.
Oh, you were, so you were class of 2022 or 2020.
I was 2020. Oh, no. I was a true bred, you know, COVID baby.
Cause I got shipped off towards the end of my freshman year here, missed sophomore year. High school was fine, so
lucky you.
And I'm just glad college has been fine for me.
That's important. That's good. Very. Yeah. So you must have been your sophomore year of high school.
Sophomore year of high school.
And junior year of high school, to an extent. Yeah.
Yeah, well, junior year wasn't too bad because we were like hybrid half the year. One day there, one day home, and then like by March we were back full time. So it wasn't terrible. Right. So
we got that. I'm about to graduate. It's crazy that stuff is just like, done. It's like we don't even like talk about it anymore.
I know, right?
It's like, it's like, it was my entire sophomore year. Yeah, I know. But it's like, that's why it feels like it went by so fast.
I know.
I wasn't here for it, but
it's gonna be crazy. But hey, you do have one leg up over me though. You were here when 7-Eleven was still in stores.
Ooh. That's my flex. I was
here for that. You were not here for
that. I was not.
After this year, no one else is going to know what that feels like other than like grad students and people who stay behind.
Damn.
That was like paradise. That was, the 7-Eleven was amazing.
And everyone was just spreading those false rumors. Oh, it's coming back. It's coming back. And then no, it's never coming back.
Well, now it's like, if you want to get like a chips or a soda or something after like, I don't know, like 10 or 11 o'clock.
You got to go to Cumbie's.
Yeah, you got to drive.
I did that
you
Friday.
Drive and go to I mean, you could try and go to Sam's, but
It's kind of sketchy.
I've yet to go in there. It seems interesting. That's all I'm gonna say.
I will tell you, after a bar night, Sam's is kind of fun. Yeah. It's almost like its own little club. But
by the beer.
I will say though, I think I told you this. I walked over to Sam's after we won the, I'm drawing a blank, the semifinal game because we were at Gamble for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh
and,
yeah,
yeah. And there was like probably like 250 people in that parking lot. It was crazy.
Wow,
like
really?
It gets, yeah.
Damn, that sounds
it's,
fun.
It gets crazy there sometimes.
I'm gonna have to pull up there. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. What's it called? And I know Emil, what he would used to do
is we'd go
from Ted's. Emil's my roommate. He's
the man, the myth, the meme, the absolute legend.
We've had a lot of Emil stories on this show. He's a very silly guy.
We might have talked about him more than Ja Morant
this
and Kanye West combined.
It should just be Emil's show. Mm-hmm. But what he would used to do is he would like go to the bar, get drinks and stuff, and then go to Sam's right after and get like $25 worth of chicken.
Got to do what
Sam's
you got to do.
Sam's comes in clutch sometimes when you're hungry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep that in mind tomorrow night then.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Fun stuff.
Hmm. What to talk about?
I know.
That's a very good question.
What is how much time do we have left?
We got 20 minutes left.
Yeah,
minutes?
We got some time.
I have to leave just a little. I have a rehearsal at 8.
Oh.
So I got to go all the way to the music building.
You play?
8. No, I'm an a cappella.
Oh, nice.
In Henry's group. So
which
we
one
have
is the
A minor?
Nice. Yeah. Oh, very cool.
What
man
is the a cappella, if you don't mind me asking? Yeah. What is the a cappella life like? Because I've like seen the pictures and stuff. I see like my roommates are big Pitch Perfect fans.
Life behind
really
the scenes.
Yeah. Which
yeah. So you know, I gotta always disclose this. Mm-hmm. We do not have riff offs. It's not like you know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone's like, oh, are you guys like Pitch Perfect? Do you riff every 5 seconds? No, we don't. No, we're not like that. If I had to pick the best word to describe a cappella, it is family.
Okay.
Because you audition, you go through the whole process, you meet all the groups that you want to audition for, you audition for them, and then if you get called back, you get to like know them better and like really like feel out the vibes and be like, oh, like I like this group, I like that group. And then if you get accepted into a group, then that group literally becomes like your home away from
home.
Okay. That is like, nice. It's so tight knit. The memes are great. You know, all the funny jokes and the inside jokes and the stories that you have and you share are always fun. And so, yeah, I mean, in terms of commitment, you know, we have rehearsals like, you know, any normal like jazz or like anything, you know, because we got to prepare for our events and stuff like that. And then we also do, you know, there's a lot of group bondage, take that how you will, you know, outside of rehearsal, like we always try to get like fam dinner, like after or stuff like that. So it's very tight knit, and it's, you know, it's so cheesy to say, but like, I can't imagine my life like without these people in it. So
yeah, that's great to hear.
That's awesome.
When
man.
Did you start doing like freshman year?
Freshman year. So during COVID. So that's also because I, you know, a cappella was one of the few things that I'm like definitively 100% yes. Yeah. I know for a fact that I want to do that.
Mm.
And so, you know, the audition process was obviously quite a bit different online than it was now it's like, oh, you go in the room and we're all sitting there on our computers taking notes. You sing your solo and, you know, we just like feel you out. But back then it was like, oh, we had to send in recordings and then meet like over Zoom and stuff like that. If you get, it was just, you know, a whole big hassle. But honestly, it makes for all that more of a unique experience. Cause I'll be like, oh yeah, I joined my freshman year and, you know, our noob class, which is like the people that you got into the group with. So it's like me and three other people. Shout out Rachel, Anna, and Tommaso, if you're listening.
Nice.
We're kind of like our own little like, oh, like, yes, we all got in at the same time.
Yeah, it's like
sub-group. And then every semester you have like the group of people that get in at the same time because we have auditions at the beginning of each semester. So it's just, I don't know, it's incredible.
That must have been nice to like go from like online classes. It's like, you know, you kind of have like a group already.
Finding like your place a lot
easier,
and finding that like group of people in that community a lot easier. And now obviously that you're on campus, that's just even more fortified. Yeah. You know, now you're like, you're seeing them all the time. You rehearsal twice a week. Like it's really fun times.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome. Is there like... Is there like beef between different?
I was gonna ask the same thing.
Yeah. So short answer, yes. I won't go into any specifics, but you know, it ebbs and flows. There are groups that there's, you know, to put it nicely, friendly competition between. Sometimes, occasionally, it will turn not so friendly.
Okay.
But then after some time. Like maybe because, you know, members come and go, group dynamics change as people come and people like leave. So certain groups that might, you know, not be that close at one stage next year might be like besties.
OK,
so the dynamics are. And that's another great thing about UCACA. The acronym is UCACA, the UConn Acapella Association. That's the fun thing about it, is that it's a constantly changing dynamic between all the groups, and that just makes them all the more fun. So
interesting.
Cool. Yeah,
I didn't even like, just because, you know, I had never like realized that. I didn't realize acapella was a thing on campus until like last semester.
Believe it or not, we have 10 groups.
Wow.
10,
wow,
which is so like so much more than other like universities of like a similar size. Yeah. Others might have 4, 5, maybe 6 tops.
I didn't realize it was that many.
How many people would you say like out of those 10 groups are like involved in total? Are we talking like a couple hundred, or is it like...
Oh, like how many people?
Like in total. Total? Would you say, like in an acapella
We just had our formal, because, you know, it's kind of like a sorority where you have, like, formal and stuff like that. And there were 170 people at that. Wow. Now, granted, some people brought dates, but also some people didn't show up at all.
Okay, so
I feel like it kind of ends up, like, balancing out. So I'd say between, like... 150, 175 people typically is...
That's cool. So it's like kind of niche, but there's like enough people.
It's kind of niche, but like you'll see people from another group like walking around campus. Yeah. People like, oh, hey, what's up? You know, so it's just that sort of thing. Yeah. We had like a record number, like I think fall semester, we had like 40 something like new people join across all 10 groups,
awesome,
like get accepted. So we, you know, substantially grew in size, which is great. And
cool.
We want to... Hopefully, you know, keep expanding, keep getting the word out there, and, you know, this is a great platform to try.
Yeah,
definitely.
Very
good platform,
you know,
absolutely.
Just like you, you know, you promote your shows and stuff. Yeah. I promote UConn Acapella.
Feel free.
What's it called? I know at WIS we're like going through the transition, you know, new jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Henry was live production.
Mm-hmm.
why am I director?
Director. Yeah.
So we're getting a new one. So I mean, that'd be cool if Acapella and Live Pro linked up. Ooh, and do some, like,
Ooh, that would be so cool. You know,
just throwing that out there.
If I'm talk director, too, who knows? We can make something happen. We can make something happen. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That'll
Let's
be,
make
that'll
it
be
happen.
Fun.
Acapella,
yeah.
It's going to be really cool.
Yeah. A team up.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a team up, man.
And I saw like one of the groups, Notes Over Stores.
Are they the... I know one group just started this year because some people from my old job joined that, so I recognize that one.
The Huskies.
I think that's what
were
it is, yeah.
Their transfer group from Hartford. Okay. So they used to be at UConn Hartford, and then one of the groups here disbanded, low-key T, for some controversial controversial yeah. reasons. Okay. Yeah, and so you can only have up to 10 groups. Like, we've set the cap at 10 groups. So there were now 9. Mm-hmm. So there was an opening. So they're like, oh, like, a bunch of our members are transferring to UConn Stores.
Okay.
And so they auditioned for a spot in UConn Acapella, and they got it. So
that's sick.
Cool.
So, yeah, so that's definitely the group that you're talking
really
about.
Just cool. So I've never heard anything about
yeah,
Acapella.
Yeah, no,
this is
really
cool.
Is
there, like, for lack of a better term, like, kind of like a collective government or like council that the term that sets the cap for like how many groups
there's a UCACA like executive board and that elections are actually happening next week for next year. You know, obviously president, vice president, secretary, you know, just you know, your basic stuff, and they sort of finagle with the rules and stuff, and then each group individually has its own e-board. Like, okay. I'm the secretary for A minor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not planning on running for higher like, e-board yeah, position. Yeah. I like where I am.
That's
it's
good,
it gives me enough to do to keep me busy.
Exactly. That's all you need.
But
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not like there's so much weight or pressure on my shoulders, you know, so I like it.
Cool, man.
But yeah, so it's just it's one of those things where, you know, I think the media has made it seem like, oh, they're so like
clicky,
which like to an extent we are, like, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, yeah. Every group of
what's his clicky?
Exactly.
Frats and sororities are clicky. Like every single sports
clicky.
Teams
clicky.
Are clicky.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Just that's just life. Yeah. Life yeah. In general is clicky.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy about UConn though, is because like I worked at the Writing Center. I worked here. I was like, oh, like, you know, I know it all. Like, I've, you know, had 2 jobs on campus, but there's so many other things.
Oh yeah, there is
just
a
go
lot
and do.
There is so
it
much
really is,
going on.
Yeah, I know. It really is crazy.
Shit, maybe I'm gonna have to consider joining an acapella group next
year.
Yeah,
some of the legitimate.
Well,
consider.
You're already you're performing in, you know, your band, so I'm sure you have a wonderful voice.
Oh well, thank you, thank you very much.
Yeah, I might need like 10 years of like singing lessons that if I wanted
that
to
would
even
be pretty
consider
funny.
It.
That would be funny.
Mm.
Oh. Already. So.
Definitely. What time is it? Do you need to get ready for the show? We got 46. So
yeah,
got
I gotta get some water and all that mumbo jumbo. Mm. Get my head into radio mode.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, this was fun. Thank you for coming on, Evan.
Thank
this was
you. I
so much fun.
Hopefully be on, you know, as often as possible.
Absolutely.
We gotta sit down and we'll do that. We'll do this off and plan out like which
yeah, we do have to do
that.
Why am I
drawing a blank? How many episodes?
Yeah,
we have
well,
left.
We could take a look at that during my show if you want to stick around for a bit.
Definitely,
we'll figure that out. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this was a fun episode. Thank you all for tuning in to Almost Ablaze. We'll be back with new episodes real soon, and yeah, we'll see you soon. Keep on trucking,
sir.
Ooh.